Okay, here we go. Five vorts for Parshas Vayikra, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, also Parshas Lechodesh. Lot to do. Here we go. The first vort is going to come from the Magid of Mezich, the Mezich of Magid, the Taman of the Baal Shem Tov. The pasuk says Im Ola Karbono Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel. So the Magid of Mezich gives a very nice Chassidish pshat. He says Im Ola. If a person, we have to put the comma after the word Ola. Im Ola. If a person wants to grow, if a person wants to increase in his ruchnius, a person wants to grow. What do you have to do? Karbono. What does that mean? You have to sacrifice yourself. You have to make sure to have the halahakriv is called ritzonos of labatlam. You have to make sure to get rid of all your ritzonos and to nullify them. As he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, "Bata ritzoducha b'mei ritzon." You have to nullify your will for his will. Imola says the Mizrach Ramagil, not going to Mizrach. Person wants to be able to grow in there and closer to their bonosham karbono, you have to get rid of all your taivas. How does the person do that? By increasing his ruchnius. Amish person has to daven for it. And that's really all what Pesach is all about. Be able to increase our matzah. And once we increase our matzah, once we increase our ruchnius, then the chametz falls away. The Shemishmo writes also that the pasuk says in Tehillim, Sumer avasei tov, go away from bad, and then you should do good. But he also says that when you focus so much on the bad, then you're not even going to get your legs out of the mud. Asei tov is va'asei tov, meaning if you focus so much on the good things, you're busy yourself with good things, and the chametz is gonna fall away. So says the Mizrach Ramagidim, Ola, you want to grow karbon, you have to get rid of your taivas. How do you do that? Shem says the Shemishmo, you have to keep busy. More Torah, more tefillin, more chesed, more opportunities, more shidduchim, more tehillim. And that way, a person is able to grow. And that's the vort from Rav Mordechai Shapiro. We're going to say it a lot over tehillim. Rav Mordechai Shapiro, not my friend Mordechai Shapiro, the singer, but Rav Mordechai Shapiro Zatzal, the father of Rav Ephraim Elio Shapiro, the Talmud of the Muvok of Rav Aaron Kotler, he says, we say in Tehillim, Yosef Hashem Aleichem, says in a very homiletical way, that Rav Shapiro, Yosef, you want to grow? Hashem Aleichem, Hashem says, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to be there. Habal Atayr, Messiah. So that is the first idea from the Mizrach Ramagid. Moving on to the second idea. The Pasuk says in the Parsha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Karban Mincha, you shall salt your every meal offering with salt. Every meal offering has to be with salt. So Ramach Mendel Rimanov, no, I believe he was a Talmud of the Anomaly Melech, I'm not mistaken, one of the early Hasidic rabbis. And he says, what's going on over here? What's the inyan of it? That every carbon has to be brought with salt. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachas and Heyam and Av, and says that we learn that just like salt sweetens the basar, just like salt, if you have meat without salt, the meat's not good. Af yisurim mamrikim es kol venoso sha'olam. So too, every little challenge or a pain that a person has, it sweetens the sins that a person goes through. It says, Menachem Mendel Rimanov, the pains that we go through, those are just to be able to get rid of our sins, right? The Yisurim are there to be able to get rid of our sins. But he says, we know whenever it comes to cooking, you know, you add too much salt, then the basar is done. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Yisurim should be the exact amount that we need, just as much. The salt is good for the meat, right? Yisurim and salt go together. Says the Gemara, just like salt sweetens the basar, also the Yisurim that we go through sweetens our sins. So we tell, just like we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Menachem Rimanov, just like if you add too much salt, the whole basar is done. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there should just be a little bit, just enough for us to be able to, that the meat should still be sweet. We got the message, and we do tshuva, right? The Gemara says there, when a person sees Yisurim, he has to be able to go, it's Yisurim Shalava, but he has to do tshuva. Moving on to the third idea for Parshas Vayikra, and the last two we're going to focus on HaChodesh and also Rosh Chodesh. The third idea comes from the Chatzker Rebbe, a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Pasuk says in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Ches, towards the end of the Parsha, they have the Ayal Tomim Mina Atzon Ve'erkha La'asham Alakoyin. Right, when you have to bring an Asham Talui, a person is you're bringing a value of a guilt offering to the Koyin, V'chibar Alav HaKoyin, Ashigaso, Ashishagav, Hulo Yadav L'Nesachla. What happens? You're not aware, and you should be forgiven for him. Says the Chatzker Rebbe, we know by an Asham Talui, by something you're guilty, but you're not sure if you did the Aveira, why is it that you bring an Asham Tola, you bring an aisle, you have to bring a ram? A ram is a very chashav animal. A ram is very chashav. Ain kan vada Aveira el rak sofik, says the Chatzker Rebbe. It's just a sofik Aveira. What's the big deal? Why do you have to bring such a beautiful, beautiful, and expensive animal? Says the Chatzker, because it's a davar sofik, a person dafka has to bring something extra beautiful. Why? Because when a person sins, it brings upon a person feels bad. He regrets. And he says, that tsar is part of the kapara. And that's why when you bring an animal, you know, it doesn't have to be the most chashav animal. But when a person is not sure if he sinned, and he doesn't have that busha, he doesn't have that tzar that he went through, then dafka, what does he have to do to be able to get full kapara? Then you have to bring the most special carbon. Then you have to bring the aisle, the most expensive aisle. It's part of the kapara is the embarrassment and the charata that a person goes through. But as the Nasham Tali, it's a suffix, it's a doubt whether you did the sin or not, and you're not having this. It says the Kutzker, beautiful idea. Then a person dafka has to be able to get the full kapara. You have to have the most expensive animal. Rabbi Nachman actually says that a person always has to do tshuva on their tshuva. Meaning it's never enough. Our tshuva that we've done in the past, we always have to do tshuva on our tshuva. Meaning at the end of the day, it's not only doing tshuva for our aveiros, it's also doing tshuva for our mitzvahs. And with that, that closes up Parshas Vayikra, the three vorts. Now we have such a beautiful Shabbos coming, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rabbi Nachman's birthday, I believe. Here we go, Parshas HaChodesh. It says, HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim. Besides the Sfarno, who says that famously that time was given over to Klal Yisrael and a slave doesn't have his own time, says the Oral Aryeh, a beautiful pshat, the Oral Aryeh from Brooklyn, or the label Katz, or Aryeh Lib Katz, beautiful, beautiful, safer. So he writes, the Svarim say, what does this mean? HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim. He says, the Svarim say, that Lachem is Osios Melech, that the month is given over to you to be Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, to be a king over the heads of the months. He says, Melech is Lachem is Osius Melech. This what's the deeper pshat? He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Alpha Mabez, that says that a king has to write himself two Sefer Torah. The Gemara says there, one Sefer Torah he takes with him to war, and one Sefer Torah he leaves in his house, Munach Babes Genazov, he leaves in his treasure house, he leaves in his house. And says the Leib Katz, what's pshat? Why Dafka does he need two Sefer Torah? He says that a Jew has to know that he has to bring the Sefer Torah wherever he goes. The Sefer Torah is at home, the Sefer Torah when he goes out to war. Out to war could mean out to work, to the street, to the highway, to your vacation. But a Jew knows that wherever he goes, the Torah is always with him. And that's what it means. Meaning at the end of the day, a Jew has to realize that you're a melech, but you have to remember to be able to bring the Torah with you wherever you go, the Torah with you wherever you, inside your home and outside your home. And I think that this reminded me of a pshat from Rav Ram Shor Shlita. He says that whenever you leave your home, the mezuzah is on your left hand side. Your left hand side represents gvura. Because when you exit out of your home and you enter the world, you have to put a little sharp fist up to the world, because the world sometimes doesn't have the best things to offer. The yitzhar is getting his last meals. As far as I say, right before Mashiach, he's getting his last supper. He's getting whatever he wants. But when you go into the house, the mezuzah is on the right. The mezuzah is on the right, right? Because you need chesed. It's got to be full of kindness, full of love, patience, confidence, caring, sensitivity. And a person has to have that balance. Comes into the home with chesed, that's the Sefer Torah of home. And we go out, you have the Sefer Torah of Gvura. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes from Ram Shor Shlita's first Haggadah, the Haggadah that I have from Tafshin Samet Ches, 10 years ago. He talks about all the kedusha, specifically Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and specifically the first 12 days. The pasuk says, "B'yom haChodesh Arishon be'echad haChodesh takim es haMishkan ol moed." The pasuk says in Perek Mem, pasuk Beis, in the first day of the first month, the Mishkan was put up. And he asks, "Why is it the first day of the first month?" It seems like the whole pasuk is very lengthy. Just say that Rav Shor says. Just say it was the first of the first month. What's this? But Yom HaChodesh Harishon Be'echad HaChodesh, talking like it's very wordy. It's very verbose. Nice word. Very verbose. So Rav Shor quotes the Talmidei of the Choz of Lublin, and he says the Choz said that the first 12 days of Nisan are actually the days of the Kravas HaNisiyim. We know that there's a minigun Klal Yisrael to be able to say the carbon for each day, for each of the days of the first 12 days in the Nisiyim. He says, what's pshat with this? He says that the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan have within it the koach of the entire year. What does this mean? B'yom haChodesh HaRishon b'echad haChodesh. It means that every single day of the first 12 days represents a month. One day equals 1 month of the entire year. And he says, that's why the whole pasuk so verbose, to tell you, B'yom HaChodesh, that the first day is considered the entire month. Rosh Chodesh Nisan will tell you that it has the Kedusha of all of Nisan in it. And the second day of Nisan has the Kedusha of all of Iyar in it. And the third day of Gimel Nisan has the Kedusha of all of Sivan in it. And go on and on, onwards and forwards. So says the Choz of Lublin, Why is the pasuk so verbose to tell you that each day of the first 12 days of Nisan are so special and so holy? And he even goes to say, the Shulchan Aruch says, that not only the 12 days of Nisan are considered a Rosh Chodesh, every single day is considered and has the Kedusha of every single month, but every single day of Nisan actually has the Kedusha of all 30 days of Rosh Chodesh. That every because Nisan is called Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echa LaChodesh, that every day of Nisan is actually Rosh Chodesh. But that's the Shlod. The Choza says that every single day, the first 12 days, is considered a Rosh Chodesh and has the koyach of all the months together. And even quotes that the Avnei Nezer says, it's hard for me to answer back to you in a Shaila because every single minute of this day of Nisan is so, so special. And then the day for us to be able to realize, why is the Pasuk so verbose? Because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we know Chazal tell us, besides another Navi were passed away. The Gemara says is that there wasn't a day of creation there was joy to Chodesh Baruch Hu more than Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was a day that the Mishkan, instead of being taken up and put it down and taken up, it was finally put up forever. But the first 12 days was Dafka, it says the Chozah of Lublin, has the Kedusha of every single month of the entire house. Special, we have to make sure to be able to infuse Kedusha in those 12 days. Well, just chazer these five ideas. We start off the Magen HaMezrich. We said, Im Allah, if a person wants to go, Karbanu, you have to makrib all your tithes. How do you do that? Shemish Mo says, Sumer HaVasei Tov, you have to busy yourself with good things, then the Ra will fall, aside. That's the word from Rav Mordechai Shpel, Yosef, you're trying to grow, Hashem Aleichem, Hashem says, I'm going to be there. Menachem Ender Rimanov says, that we know that every carbon had to be with salt, but just like salt, if there's too much salt in the meat, the meat is finished. So too, we ask Chodesh Baruch Hu should be the exact amount of salt, the exact amount of Yisun that we have to go through, and we'll be able to go through it, and be able to do tshuva, and be able to move forward. Kutzker says, why Dafka the Ashim Talui brings such a special animal, the isle, the ram, to such an expensive thing? He says, yes, exactly. Because an Ashim Talui is someone who's not sure that you did the Avera. Someone who did the Avera has Charata, you have embarrassed him, and that's part of the Kapara. But someone who's not sure he did a Safek Avera, he doesn't have that embarrassment. In order to get the full Kapara, you have to bring the most expensive animal. And the Ol Arya, the fourth idea, Nachodesh Zal Lachem, he says Lachem from the Sarm is Osius Melech, that this month you're considered a king. What does it mean, a king? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chafal from Abez, and Melech has two Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah that he goes out to war with, the Sefer Torah that he leaves at home. I mean, he explains that a person has to be wherever he goes, you take the Ribono Shel Olam with you. We don't let the chametz from the outside world or the chametz within ourselves. We're constantly growing in our Torah's hearts, in our spodos, and talking to Hashem. As they say from the Lubavitch Rebbe, and I heard from also in the name of Moshe, they always saw their lips moving. Wherever they were, they were saying Pesukim of Tehillim, they were saying names of Tanaim, they were saying Mishnayos Bahar, they were always moving. They were constantly going, whether they were out, they were in, they were always growing closer to their Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the verse from Rav Shor. The mezuzah is on the left hand side. When you go out to the world, it's got to be gvura. It's got to be strong. Go into your home, the mezuzah is on the right hand. It's got to be love and care and sensitivity, patience and confidence. The fifth and final idea: Hachubayim Achodesh Harishu Be'echal Achodesh. Why is it so verbose? Says that Rav Shor, he quotes the Choza to tell you that each day is Bayim Achodesh. Each day is considered a month of the first 12 days. And that's why the Karbanos HaNesim is so special. Each day is another Karban HaNesim. Each day is equal to a month of the entire year. And the Shlah even goes to further to say that it's actually all 30 days are considered Rosh Chodesh. We should be Zochem and Hashem to take these messages of wanting to grow into our Avodas Hashem, to be able to busy with positive things. So be able to make sure that when we go through the Yisur and we tell the Rabbono Shalom, okay, I got the message. Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants to see when we have those challenges, we got the message, He runs the world, to tell the Rabbono Shalom what's good. Be able to make sure we do tshuva for not only for our averus, for our sefek averus, and for our mitzvahs, like Rabbi Nachman said, to do tshuva for our tshuva. Be able to make sure to be the melech inside our home, outside our home, to be chesed in the home, gvura outside the home, also gvura a little bit, at the end of the day, the shrikom sometimes comes into the home as well, but when we go into the home, to be able to chesed, the Torah of chesed, the Torah of gvura outside. And finally, the fifth and final idea, to be able to understand the Kedusha, the first 12 days is equal. Every single minute of Nisan, especially the first 12 days, have the Kedusha of every single Chodesh of the year. Shri Zochem, Mirtz Hashem, to be eaten from the Zochem, the Psachem, Be'ez Hashem Yisparchem, the Shabbos Chodesh, Shchodesh Nisan, good Shabbos and a good Chodesh, Ezra Shem, Chodesh Vesemech, Shchodesh.